Unit 7. Signs. Part 1. Listening.
第一部分听力。
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. We can go out here. We can go out here.
2. Don't sit on the bench, it's still wet.Don't sit on the bench, it's still wet.
3. You can make a telephone call here. You can make a telephone call here.
4. I don't think we can fly kites in this park.I don't think we can fly kites in this park.
5. We have to take the zebra crossing to cross the street. We have to take the zebra crossing to cross the street. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题选出最恰当的答案。
1. Look, what does this sign mean?
It means we can have our barbecue here.
Question, what does this sign mean? Look, what does this sign mean?
It means we can have our barbecue here.
Question, what does this sign mean?2.What does this sign tell us?
It tells us directions.
Where can we see this sign?
At a country park.
Question, where can we see this sign? What does this sign tell us?
It tells us directions.
Where can we see this sign?
At a country park.
Question, where can we see this sign? 3.I'm going to visit my grandpa in Nanjing by plane.
I went there by train last month because my car was broken. I had a good time there.
Question, how is the man going to Nanjing? I'm going to visit my grandpa in Nanjing by plane.
I went there by train last month because my car was broken. I had a good time there.
Question, how is the man going to Nanjing?4. Today is May 13th. Tomorrow is my birthday. I'd like to invite you to my birthday party. Tomorrow, Mary.
Thank you, Tom.
Question. When is Tom's birthday? Today is May 13th. Tomorrow is my birthday. I'd like to invite you to my birthday party. Tomorrow, Mary.
Thank you, Tom.
Question. When is Tom's birthday?
5. Oh dear, there isn't any food in the fridge.
Shall I go and buy some?
Yes, please.
Question. Why does the man go and buy some food?
Oh dear, there isn't any food in the fridge.
Shall I go and buy some?
Yes, please.
Question. Why does the man go and buy some food? 6.How beautiful the place is.
Yes, let's take some photos.
No, we can't. Look at this sign.
Sorry, I didn't see it.
Question, what sign is it? How beautiful the place is.
Yes, let's take some photos.
No, we can't. Look at this sign.
Sorry, I didn't see it.
Question, what sign is it?
7.Ben, what's your favorite sport?
It's hard to say. I like tennis, but I think I like basketball better than tennis.
Question, what's Ben's favorite sport? Ben, what's your favorite sport?
It's hard to say. I like tennis, but I think I like basketball better than tennis.
Question, what's Ben's favorite sport?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
There were three brothers whose names were Strong Arm, Wise Head, and Good Heart. Strong Arm spent all his time exercising. Wise Head spent all his time learning different things. Good Heart spent all his time helping his brothers and cooking their food. One day, a girl was seen on the top branch of a great tree, which no one could ever climb, calling, "Help! Help!" Good Heart was always ready to help anyone in trouble, so he asked his two elder brothers for help. Wise Head thought about the problem. He worked out the height of the tree, made a long piece of thin string, and tied a stone to one end of it. Then he told Strong Arm to throw the stone over the highest branch. The Wise Head tied a long, thick rope to the string and pulled the other end of the string until the rope, too, went over the branch and down again. So Strong Arm climbed up the rope and saved the little girl. The girl was a fairy. She came to teach the three brothers a lesson in cooperation. Look, the fairy said, being only strong, or only wise, or only good, is not enough. The best thing is to be strong, wise, and good. There were three brothers whose names were Strong Arm, Wise Head, and Good Heart. Strong Arm spent all his time exercising. Wise Head spent all his time learning different things. Good Heart spent all his time helping his brothers and cooking their food. One day, a girl was seen on the top branch of a great tree, which no one could ever climb, calling, "Help! Help!" Good Heart was always ready to help anyone in trouble, so he asked his two elder brothers for help. Wise Head thought about the problem. He worked out the height of the tree, made a long piece of thin string, and tied a stone to one end of it. Then he told Strong Arm to throw the stone over the highest branch. The Wise Head tied a long, thick rope to the string and pulled the other end of the string until the rope, too, went over the branch and down again. So Strong Arm climbed up the rope and saved the little girl. The girl was a fairy. She came to teach the three brothers a lesson in cooperation. Look, the fairy said, being only strong, or only wise, or only good, is not enough. The best thing is to be strong, wise, and good. Four. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。Hong Kong has about 40 public beaches. Some of the beaches are among the best in the world. People can go there for a swim. You can go to most of them by bus. To go to some beaches, you must take a boat. There are toilets, changing rooms and places to buy food and drink on most of the beaches. You will swim there without danger if you remember these rules. 1. Never swim alone. 2. Never swim after a meal or when you feel hungry or tired. 3. Don't stay in the water too long. 4. Never go out in a boat if you can't swim. Remember, a red flag means that it is dangerous for anybody to go into the water. A blue flag means that it is dangerous for children. Hong Kong has about 40 public beaches. Some of the beaches are among the best in the world. People can go there for a swim. You can go to most of them by bus. To go to some beaches, you must take a boat. There are toilets, changing rooms, and places to buy food and drink on most of the beaches. You will swim there without danger if you remember these rules. 1. Never swim alone. 2. Never swim after a meal or when you feel hungry or tired. 3. Don't stay in the water too long. 4. Never go out in a boat if you can't swim. Remember, a red flag means that it is dangerous for anybody to go into the water. A blue flag means that it is dangerous for children.